Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Nick, and this is one of four topics that I'm covering for him. Here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Hi SaneMane, oftentimes we hear that women are interested in a man's wealth, status, etc., with his looks being of secondary importance to her. While on the flip side, we hear men are mostly concerned about women's looks. But I think this popular presentation is largely false. After much thought, I have come to the conclusion that a man's appearance slash looks is the most important factor for most women, which I'll now explain. From the time that she's 16 onward, a woman typically has her basic needs met by her parents, so all she's really going to be focused on is the thrill of a relationship, and that she's not looking at a man's qualities slash resources, especially if she's not even planning on getting married until her late 20s. In fact, a man within the age range of 16 to 30 often doesn't have resources, especially during high school and college, so all she can do is evaluate him on his looks. Online dating strongly supports this conclusion, since a woman only often sees slash responds to a man with good looks. Until she gets into her 30s, women are typically comfortable enough in life or not looking to settle down, so their evaluation of a man is surface level, which means his good looks are the most important factor. Realizing this is not that women prefer bad boys or even alphas, but rather she's chasing the best-looking men and will thus tolerate his bad behavior. And with this in mind, this explains why average to decent-looking men don't get much dating opportunity, especially with good-looking women, regardless of how good, accomplished, intelligent, rich, etc. the man is. She simply cannot see past the surface level, and thus is only chasing after the top 20% best-looking men. Meanwhile, on the flip side, a man will often be perfectly content with an average woman's looks, 4 to 7 out of 10, and has no problem dating an average-looking woman as long as she has other good qualities that he likes. I've experienced this in my own life a few times, when good-looking women who rejected me while they were in their 20s would later on be in their early 30s, wouldn't suddenly go out of their way to try to get with me to date them. They were thus turning to the beta simp provider to settle for now that marriage was the goal. You and other red pill content creators often talk about the beta provider, but I don't think most of the time you actually get to the heart of the issue, or even emphasize that looks are what she's looking for. This truth is hidden behind the notions of Chad and Tyrone, the latter which most likely doesn't even have any wealth slash education, but it is muddled by bringing up Chad slash Tyrone's tangential qualities, such as macho personality, financial success, popularity, etc. These tangential qualities most likely come from being good-looking, especially when he doesn't even have to try that hard to attract women. Any man's confidence would be alpha if he didn't put much effort in, and women would chase him. The danger slash error of many red pill creators is that they spin the men's struggle to find a date issue, as if any of us could actually be alpha if we just put in the effort to be one, when in reality, looks aren't really an effort thing for the top 20% of best-looking guys out there. This, of course, means the lower 80% of men are left basically as incel, or settling for damaged goods, sloppy seconds, consolation prizes, beta providers. There's no real way for the average man to win this looks battle, unless perhaps they go MGTOW and let the average unmarried woman learn her lesson, that it's better to settle down early for an average man than to actually hold out waiting for the top 20%. It seems to me that the younger generation of women these days is seeing the consequences of millennial dating, and some are even correcting their behavior after seeing the sad situation her older sister is now in. Your thoughts and feedback on all these is most appreciated. Well, Nick, thanks for the education donation and topic. Before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the get a good job and you'll automatically get a good wife clown world show. Nick, why do you think that the incel community has been up in arms for so long, over the last 5 to 10 years? They figured out all the stuff that you mentioned and they feel cheated. They know they aren't in the top 20% of good-looking men out there, so they're trying to augment their looks or geomax by moving to Japan to teach English because of the women over there, because those guys are much higher sexual marketplace value there. I tell guys that if women are willing to date you in your teens and 20s, then you're attractive. If they don't, then you have to work on your appearance and improve your body. In the ninth grade, none of the girls wanted me. I went away for the summer, worked out for about an hour or two a day, and put on muscle. And suddenly the interest is there. If you spend a few hours a day working out, you can have bigger muscles than any giga chads out there at that age. If you're an ugly guy, distract women with your big biceps and six-pack abs. Those might be your only hope. The reason we always keep hearing the story that women want a nice man is because women want us to believe it so that we'll actually work hard like a good plow horse, even while secretly knowing that a nice man to them is actually a nice-looking one. They want it all. A man with good looks and a good career to give it to them up their ear. If many good-looking men knew that all women wanted to do was ride the cock carousel in their teens all the way into their mid-20s, what would this world look like? Those men would end up becoming lazy. They don't want us to know that they actually don't care about gifts, money, and resources except those in your blue jeans and your DNA genes. If guys knew this, then they'd be spending more time at the gym turning themselves into a GigaChat instead of in the library turning themselves into a doctor. Also, Nick, being good-looking is more likely to get you a better job and therefore financial success. You're going to be included in social circles, so you will have the opportunity to develop your personality. I also suspect that women don't really like attractive, well-built guys because of the power they have over them. A few of the teenage girls I was with told me in their early 20s that I didn't need to work out so much. Ironically, they also complimented me on my body back then. So was it a shit test? Were they trying to make me less attractive so they wouldn't have to compete with other women for me? Or were they really just trying to make me look like a fatty because they are attracted to that? A few foreign women I was dating obsessed over how white my skin was. That's what they were attracted to. Maybe that's why there's all this anti-white racism going on out there these days. Because they're trying to make you think you're undesirable by society because of your European descent. And because of that, because you need to make amends, you're more likely to date a woman from other racial backgrounds or fat women or unattractive ones. They can't lower your looks all the time, but they can sure lower your self-esteem. So you'll date them, and that's that. That's why they suspect that they love guys like Justin Trudeau. Women vote for him because he's woke enough to look like he doesn't know his own value in the sexual marketplace. He wears those rubber ducky socks and acts awkward at global leadership meetings, and this turns them on for some reason. As you mentioned, Nick, a GigaChad doesn't even have to be all that well-behaved. Justin goes blackface and he still wins at the ballot box. He can act like a narcissistic ass, and they still want to touch his ass. It's all about looks in all aspects of life when you're a male. Why do you think that women project onto men telling us that all we can think about is sex and women's looks? Because that's what they want us to focus on. If we focused on her personality and intelligence much of the time, we would be sorely disappointed. Look at her pretty face instead of her empty head. But ironically, in this day and age, a man has to be interested in a woman's career and income more than ever. You can't have kids alone, and if your wife is the hottest woman working at the Gap, that's going to get tiring in 10 years when you try and start a family, and you can't afford it. I didn't have a shortage of women interested in me back in high school, but I did feel that thirst in ninth grade when my sexuality was first activated. You're right, I wasn't obsessed with looks and was happy to be with 4s to 7s. They were throwing themselves at me. The 7s, 8s, and 9s that were interested in hovering around were too cowardly to make the first move on me, so I never got together with any of them. But if I had, then I would have been more love drunk than ever, and it would have been a lot harder to wean myself off the wet market found between most women's legs. Nick, I've spoken about this issue before. The beta male provider comes in later when she's done riding the rooster roller coaster, and can no longer bond with a man, and the good-looking men won't look at her anymore. She then has to worry about her future financial situation, and the man at that point is just a means to an end. Many women in their mid-30s marry a guy that looks and sounds like Tommy Wiseau for security. I knew one woman, a hot athletic woman, that married a short, greasy junior real estate weasel for love. Sorry, I mean money. But obviously he didn't know that, and no, her name wasn't Lisa. And as far as I can tell, she didn't end up breaking his heart. Of course, women need to breed with the top 20% of men out there during their most fertile years. This is how our species evolved and survived. The betas get a second chance to crack open that cooch when they get into their 30s and beyond. But quite often they pay the ultimate price of admission for her used up golden vajayjay tickets. They don't care about personality, intelligence, and even status when you're a young guy. All they care about is how big your pectoral muscles and your pecker are. Another thing to prove to you that women are obsessed with looks, regardless of if it's men's or women's, is a story I read about Marilyn Monroe and a statue in Palm Springs that was recently put up there. She was a symbol of female beauty, and there is a statue of her 30 feet tall, with her pushing her dress down because hot air is blowing it up. And if you look under the statue, you can see her underwear. But the male feminists have shown up after eating their soy burgers, holding up placards that say, "It's not nostalgia, it's misogyny." They're angry that they can see up her skirt. That's how messed up we are. A world where guys are getting pissed off they can see up a woman's skirt. I guess now that all the people that remember the 1950s are either geriatric or dead, they feel there won't be much complaining if the statue is pulled down. I don't think there would actually be a problem with the statue, but I don't think there would be a problem if that statue was of a plus-size woman. It's not sexist so much as women will worry that men will expect women to be sexy and skinny. However, Marilyn is realistically proportioned and feminine, but that won't work for feminists. Feminists that want men to think they're looking for nicely behaved guys, when in fact they're seeking nice-looking ones. The same feminists that don't want men to be attracted to nice-looking women, but instead to be attracted to the ugly ones. Feminist female incels try to reprogram men's minds so dudes find them attractive, while male incels try to improve their bodies so that average-looking women find them attractive enough to marry as a consolation prize and divorce rape one day. There was another statue of a feminist icon called Mary Wollstonecraft, the mother of feminism, and she has a normally proportioned body, and that statue of her was being met with cries of sexism too, because it's probably way too sexy. One woman complained by saying that statues of named men get to be clothed because of the focus on their work and achievements. Meanwhile, women's bodies are considered public property and all their statues are of nudes. If you're attractive as a man while you're younger, you'll probably remember women grabbing you and chasing you without your permission. Your body might as well have been public property. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Nick for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women only want to smash you when you're younger if they genuinely find you attractive. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the sane man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the lies that women spread to make you turn yourself into their financial backup plan after they're finished riding the cock carousel away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.